relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
You don't need to count because I love to count things.
20 seconds to get two things that come from the sky. That's today's impossible stunt. All right, ready, get set, go!
1, 2, 2 seconds, 3, 4, 5,
what are you doing?
6, 7,
why aren't you trying
eight,
to go get something?
9, 10,
what is
11,
he doing?
12,
you'll never
13,
get anything this way.
14, 15, 16,
I'm sorry.
17, 18,
I'm sorry, sir.
19,
I think you're not
20
going to win.
Seconds. Yes.
Why are we playing Sesame Street, the original Sesame Street, my friends, not the politically correct version today? Because the left has issues with basic math. The people who underreport don't even mention when the markets are rallying. The people who are on the side of socialist candidates like Bernie Sanders and even Biden, who's giving in to the radical left. They just can't count. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. It's Friday, and we have an incredible show today for you. Former Governor Eric Greitens with us, and John Solomon in the first hour. Jim Carafano of the Heritage Foundation, Paul Kengor, and then, because it's Friday, the founder of Black Guns. Not Black Lives. Black Guns Matter. Marge Touré in studio with us. But first, let's have a little bit of fun, because it is Friday. Cut 14 is is audio from a video that, if you haven't seen it, I think you've been trapped under a heavy object for the last 14 hours. This is Brian Williams reacting live to a tweet. A tweet that was reviewed, that was turned into a image for his show, that was okayed by a production staff, but which they really got very wrong, including his guest, a member of the editorial board of the New York Times. And this explains everything. Let's play this. This is Brian Williams with his New York Times guest, Cut 14.
Tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads. U.S. population, 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing.
The credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump, that Donald Trump's a smart one, and there we are.
Yeah, that cut at the end was from Rick Wilson, making fun of Trump supporters who don't do math. Now, bear with us, because this is endemic. This is indicative of the fake news industrial complex. They're saying, yeah, Michael Bloomberg, rich guy, spent $500 million on his campaign before he stepped out. And in America, with a population of 327 million, he could have given $1 million to every one of us. Have you spotted the problem? The count would know the problem. Let's listen to the audio of Brian Williams again one more time, because it's hard to believe that everybody had to review this and that this is what they come up with. And then we're going to do some Gawker math here to help those who are mathematically challenged. One more time, just for the fun of it, Brian Williams, Cut 14.
Tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads. U.S. population, 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true.
Okay, now. This may be a little weird. I'm going to teach you not new math. New math is evil. I'm going to teach you Gawker math. If you have two numbers, big numbers, 500 million divided by 327 million. Do you know what I do? I take the millions out of it. Just, you know, if they're both millions, just throw them away, take them off, remove the millions, which means you're left with this very complicated arithmetical problem. I mean, it's so difficult. 327 into 500. Is that a million? Is it half a million? Or is it $1.50? Yeah, it's $1.50. Rounding up. So let's be very clear. This TV channel, MSNBC, hosted by Brian Williams, who sees dead bodies floating past his hotel room as his helicopter is being shot at. Remember that? Has an editorial board member called Mara Gay of the New York Times. These are the people who call Trump supporters the rube demographic. Make fun of their intellectual acuity, and they can't divide 500 by 327. Enough said. Let's continue with our analysis of the news today. Let's talk about how, well, there are certain individuals who just don't like to use the word fake news anymore, but they're just as damaging without it. Joe Scarborough is not very, very happy. And he has this to say about the coronavirus. Joe Scarborough, former GOP congressman, hard to credit it. Cut six.
The crisis is here.
Yeah.
And yet governments, including our own, I would say especially our own, other than China, are responding in a clumsy, ham-fisted way. You have the president of the United States who's actually spreading disinformation, trying to tell everybody there's nothing to worry about, telling people to go back to work if they want to. That his words, go back to work while you have the coronavirus. That is the quickest way to turn this epidemic into a pandemic. Just look at all of his statements, and it's almost as if Donald Trump is actively working to tank the stock market. It keeps collapsing for a reason.
It keeps collapsing for a reason because the president's trying to tank it. You have to be a lunatic to posit that. What would be good? Why would it be advantageous for the man who is in the White House to undermine the market? Oh, and by the way, did you notice something? Mr. G picked this up. He said, why is Joe Scarborough suddenly using the word disinformation so much? We'll tell you why. Because he can't use the word fake news anymore. Because the president owns it, and fake news means him, Joe Scarborough. It means MSNBC, NBC, it means CNN, it means ABC. And now he has to change his choice of words. This is the challenge we face today, my friends. They will lie to you. They'll lie about what the president is saying. They'll call something that has caused the deaths of 12 people. 12 people, not 12 million, Brian Williams. 12 people, a pandemic. This year alone, for the record, tell your friends if they start getting hysterical saying, I can't buy those medical surgical masks. 16,000 Americans have died of the flu. The flu. Is that a front page story? Are they blaming that on the president? No, because they can't. But 12 deaths from some new threat called coronavirus. Yeah, let's politicize that. There is no gutter they will not sink into. There is no weapon they will not use because they know they can't win in November. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, live streaming on YouTube and Facebook. Back with former Governor Eric Greitens and John Solomon in studio.
America First. Magnificent.
Magnificent indeed. And you know what's magnificent? You are magnificent. All of you who've donated already thousands of dollars for our Food for the Poor program. This is where America, the wealthiest, the richest, the most powerful nation in the world, reaches out to help those elsewhere. In this case, it's the starving children, the starving families in Guatemala. If you go to my website, you will see a Feed the Starving Families banner where you can donate to help those who need our help right now. It's the Easter season. It's the Lenten season. I just want to think of one thing. Our Lord told us who the priorities are. The widows, the orphans, those in prison, the children. He said unto me, come unto me, the little children. If you donate $80, Food for the Poor will provide food and clean drinking water for a whole year. My gosh, that's missionary work. And you can do it from the comfort of your home, your office, just a few clicks away. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Click on the Feeding Starving Families banner and make a donation today in any amount. It doesn't have to be $80. It can be $800, can be $8. We'll put it together. It's tax deductible, and you are doing the Lord's work. If you prefer, you can call them 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. But the easiest is my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com, and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner. Need is international. We're doing just great, thank you, in the last 3.5 years. It's time to help those children. I thank you. They will thank you. We are back here. We've just started the show, and already we've got a tag team in studio. Our regular guest, one of the most impressive, courageous reporters out there, John Solomon, who has done some incredible writing on a story that should truly unnerve all Americans. I don't care what political party you're in, but if they can do this to a former governor, in this case it's Eric Greitens of Missouri, a SEAL combat veteran, they can do it to you. So welcome, John. Welcome, Eric.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Good to be here.
Now, you, John, let's just make sure people know the context. You have your brand. Can I call it a news agency?
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yes.
I've got a buddy who has a news agency. I just wanted to say
that. I don't think you say that about the New York Times, but you can say it about Just the News. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Just the News, justthenews.com. It's not just John Solomon. He's the new Randolph Hearst. Uh-huh. He is now a media mogul. He will be played by somebody of the heft of, you know, who played Hearst?
Jeez.
Oh, it wasn't. We need a Brando-esque individual to play this.
You're going to want to talk to my wife before you do any typecasting. Yeah, just be careful.
I'll talk to the boss. It's Just the News, and you've got a podcast.
We do.
You've just had this gentleman interviewed in your new offices in
fantastic.
D.C.
Yeah, what a...
We're going to get you to give us the inside dope, Governor.
You bet.
But tell us just the kernel, the beginnings of this story. What is the need to know basics of all this?
Thanks to all of your good work. Everybody knows the story of what happened to Donald Trump now. The FBI weaponized, takes him out. Turns out that none of it was true, and it goes in reversal after 2.5 years of political damage. Well, that was tactics. That weaponization of law enforcement got exported out of Washington, transplanted into America's heartland, into Missouri, and used against Governor Greitens. They write an indictment before they have a complainant. They then go solicit the complainant to fill in the blanks in the indictment. They file the indictment alleging that he took a picture and tried to extort a girlfriend. And at the end of the day, they didn't have the picture. They didn't have the extortion. They had nothing. And yet they brought a charge against this man, allowed it to get right to the doorstep of the trial, and then withdrew the case. By that time, the governor's reputation was so damaged, he ended up resigning. And if that can happen to one of the most powerful men in Missouri, it could happen to any one of us in America. That's what this is about.
Let me ask you the cynical swamp question, Governor. Who did you piss off?
Well, I'll tell you, we pissed off a bunch of people. We pissed off a bunch of people because, look, I came into office as a conservative outsider, and they saw me as a threat.
It's that word, outsider, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
Yes. If you're Donald Trump, if you're Eric Greitens, that's the threat.
They'll get along with Republicans who are willing to go along to play along. But I came in as a conservative outsider, and what shocked everybody is that in office, we did everything we promised we were going to do. We killed a politician's pay raise. We slammed shut the revolving door between lobbyists and the executive branch. We banned all gifts from lobbyists. We also killed this corrupt tax credit program.
You can tell he's a SEAL. He's saying killed, crushed. It's just like, okay, go ahead.
These are the verbs. But we got rid of this corrupt tax credit program, which had stolen $1.3 billion from the people of Missouri.
Explain
over the
what this program.
Decade. So it was a program that sounds good, the low-income housing tax credit program. Mm-hmm. But what actually happened was that every year, $130 million of taxpayer money would go out the door, and only 42 cents of every dollar would actually go into low-income housing.
My.
So you had over the last decade $760 million of money that's going into the pockets of insiders, going into the pockets of lobbyists. And when we came in, we took it to zero.
Wow.
That upset everybody. The other thing that we did that really upset people was that you'll remember, and all of your listeners will remember, that Ferguson, Missouri was the home, the birthplace of the anti-police movement in America.
Yes, it was.
And when I came into office, I was very clear. We're going to stand up for our police officers. We're going to have their backs. And when things get difficult, when things get hard and the media comes after them, we're going to go out in front. We're going to be there to support our police officers. And we had an incident in Missouri where we had a white police officer who killed an African-American man on duty. And once again, we had national activists flooding the state, and they promised that they were going to burn the city down, that people wouldn't even remember Ferguson. And I went out and I said, look, everyone has constitutional rights, and we're going to protect everyone's right to freedom of speech. We're going to protect everyone's right to freedom of protest, freedom of assembly. But I also said, throwing a brick through a window is not free speech.
Right.
No burning, no looting. You attack a police officer, you're going to go to prison. And what happened was the cops did a great job. They protected people's rights. We put an end to any attempt at looting, at burning. They didn't get their show, and that upset George Soros, and it upset a George Soros-funded prosecutor in St. Louis.
He said the magic words. Media Matters, are you typing? We mentioned the word of the man behind the curtain. So how long were you in office before this false accusation was made?
I was in office for 1 year.
Okay.
1 year. January 2017, we came into office, and I think what they thought was that I was going to come into office and I was going to do what everybody did, was that I was just going to become part of the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
But after a year, they saw that we were doing
keeping
what
the promises.
We're keeping our promises, and we're fighting for the people. And this terrified them because we had tremendous popularity with the people. So they looked forward and they said, "Oh my God! For the next 7 years, we might not be able to dig into people's pockets and steal from them. For the next 7 years, this guy's going to support the police."
So this man has to be kneecapped.
Yes,
it's just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to continue the discussion here on America First with John Solomon. And also the former 56th governor of Missouri, Eric Greitens. If you're enjoying the show, you know what to do. Join our exclusive subscription service, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click the Gorka's Cabinet and join our team today. This show, all 3 hours without the commercial breaks, and so much more just for you. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
With breaking news, here's Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, indeed. Mitt Romney, Pierre Delecto, the man who is a Democrat, was telling us he's not going to vote on the Homeland Security Committee for subpoenas. They're not going to investigate Hunter Biden, but well, we have a news agency mogul in our studio who says, breaking news, John, what's the latest?
We really do. So I know this won't surprise any Republican who watched all the 2012 flip-flops that Romney did. But Mitt Romney now is for the subpoena he was against yesterday, which is good because if you think about it, just a few months ago, he was for witnesses against Donald Trump's impeachment.
Yes.
But then somehow became against them if they were for Biden. But he came around today thanks to a deal with Senator Ron Johnson. So we will probably see a subpoena voted out Wednesday.
This is really important because if he hadn't voted for it, it would have been a 7-7 tie in that committee.
Yep.
But this isn't the first time he's flip-flopped.
No. I mean, we can go through. Remember, he was an independent during the Reagan years until Reagan became his favorite after he changed parties. He was for abortion, then against it. We can go through guns. I mean, I think PolitiFact has like 19 examples of Romney's famous flip-flops.
The man with no moral compass, zero, none, just a vacuum. We are in the studio with John Solomon, the former governor of Missouri. It is Eric Greitens who is with us. We're going through this unbelievably disturbing story. So you made a promise. You're an outsider. You're a conservative. You're getting stuff done. The people of the state love it. And then they realized they had to take you out. You mentioned Voldemort. You mentioned George Soros. So walk us through what happened to you after your year in office. What is the accusation? What does it result in happening to you? And what's the final eventual upshot?
Well, so Kim Gardner was funded by George Soros.
And who's Kim Gardner?
And Kim Gardner was the prosecutor who charged me falsely for crimes with no evidence.
Now, I'm going to interrupt you here for a second.
Please.
This is the new tactic of the left. This is a new tactic of George Soros and his foundations. And if you don't believe us, do a little bit of homework and you'll see it. Instead of nationally spending a lot of money, he's gone local, he's gone state, he's gone county to fund hard left candidates, especially in the judicial system. This is what we're talking about. So you're accused with no evidence.
I'm accused with no evidence. In fact, one of Kim Gardner, the Soros-backed prosecutor's attorneys, goes in front of the judge and says, "We charged him for a crime so that we could look for evidence."
Is that on the record?
It's on the record. It is in. I mean, one of the incredible things.
That's Stalin. That's Leventi Beria. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime.
Show me the man, I'll show you the crime.
That's stunning.
It is exactly what they are doing. And, I mean, one of the things that I'm grateful for that you know, John has done in digging into the story is that when folks go out to justthenews.com, you can click on the dig-in section, and John has all of the court transcripts are right there. So you can go out to justthenews.com.
What did I tell you when I interviewed you last week?
You said that would be
important. The dig-in section is going to be a big deal. Well.
Yes. And I got to tell you, you know, people in Missouri are looking at this, and they're literally calling us and like, how is it possible that no one in the media actually looked at and read these documents where this criminal conduct on the part of the prosecutor was actually all revealed, all evident?
Well, this is my question to you. Yeah. When something like that is said, can't you just have the thing thrown out of the court by saying, excuse me, this is the opposite of our judicial system in the Western civilization?
Well, this is one of the things that was so scary about this process for so many people, and should scare all of your listeners, is that you have now a situation in the United States of America where I'm an example of it. Someone can charge you for a crime with no evidence, admit in court that they have no evidence, and the case keeps on proceeding. And while it's going, keep in mind, she's charging me with taxpayer money.
Yeah.
But I have to pay for every penny of this myself.
Right.
And this is part of what they do. They attack you. They attack your family. They drag your reputation through the mud. They try to bankrupt you
I've
personally.
Been there. I've been there.
And you see what they do. And it's why, you know, it's so important for people to recognize, and so many people do now after the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, this is the left's playbook. This is what they do to take out conservative outsiders who represent a threat.
It's actually one of the reasons I wrote The War for America's Soul, to explain this isn't just a function of 8 years of Obama. This isn't just George Soros. This is 80 years in the planning. If you haven't read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, if you haven't seen the concept of politics of personal destruction, you don't understand what John's writing about. You don't understand what Eric and myself and the president live every single day. This is their rule book. They can't win you on a fair battlefield. Therefore, they try to destroy you. More with the former governor and with John Solomon in a moment. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. How healthy are you? Honestly, you can tell me the truth. It's just me. Are you healthy enough? Have you eaten your kale today or your spinach? I swear kale is invented by the devil. But you've got to be healthy. Do what I do. Cheat a little. Take Balance of Nature. What Dr. Douglas Howard has created is truly remarkable. It's just 6 little capsules I take before the show every day. 3 green for vegetables, 3 red for fruit. And when I do that with just a glass of water, I'm taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Nobody eats that healthily except you could. If you join me in taking Balance of Nature right now, call them on 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com for 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. G-O-R-K-A, Gorka. Become that extra little bit more healthy. Balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Eric and John after these messages. Don't you dare touch that dial.
The antidote to fake news, America First.
What are you doing later this year? What are your plans before Christmas? Do you want to go on vacation with me? Come on, let's do it. We're going to Israel. We're going to take Mike Lindell with us, my guest host, Mr. My Pillow, and we're going to have the trip of the lifetime. You know what it's like. It's not about accumulating stuff. It's about experiences. It's about memories. This is going to be like no other trip. We're going to go to 40 different sites of historic, cultural, and religious significance, from the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. We're going to go to Tel Aviv, get the Sea of Galilee, and we're going to have fun as we do it. Go to my website and click on the Stand with Israel 2020 tour and join us December 2nd to 11th for the trip of a lifetime. SebGorka.com, SebGorka, SebGorka.com, and the Stand with Israel 2020 tour. Talking about great listeners, I need to do this because I forgot to do so. Tim, who made a very nice donation to the Alliance Defending Freedom, the good guys who are fighting for your rights in the Supreme Court, he won lunch with me today. And he came from the great state of Pennsylvania bearing gifts. And he knows, he said, I know you're not a sports guy. I did judo and tennis and rugby. That's about it. But what did I get from Tim? It is a Steelers jersey that says Gorka 45. And guess who I worked for? Oh, yes, the 45th president. We love it, Tim. You are a dude. Safe travels back to Pennsylvania. And I will be wearing my jersey this weekend. We are back in studio with a regular guest, one of our favorites on America First, John Solomon, and a special guest, former Governor Eric Greitens. We started with the beginning of this outrageous story. You're a year in, you're getting stuff done as the new governor, you're an outsider, you're a threat to the swamp, not in D.C., but there in Missouri. You get accused falsely, no evidence. John, run us through what happens next.
It's a remarkable turn of events between March and May of 2018, as the governor's defense lawyers start to ask, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? And they're told there's no videotape. Trust us.
So the accusation is there's some photograph.
That's
and
right.
Then you extorted a woman or something.
Right. Yeah.
Right. But there's no evidence.
Right. They don't have the photograph, it turns out. They don't have an evidence that the photograph was ever transmitted. They don't have any evidence of extortion. But what they do have that they've held, hid from the court, hid from the governor's defense team, they have a videotaped deposition in which the woman, the accuser, says, I may have dreamed this all up.
Hang on. So against all rules of disclosure,
yes,
right.
There is the best exculpatory evidence you could imagine.
That's right.
Where the accuser said, maybe I made this up.
Yep.
And it's not given to you?
It's not given to us. And this is something that they did the entire time. They made up evidence. So they made up false quotations. So they put into their reports things that the woman never said. And then they hid things that proved that I was innocent. You know,
what is the judge doing in the middle of all this?
Well, you know, unfortunately, the judge just let this keep rolling, and it just kept rolling and rolling and rolling. And you know what's important for your listeners to keep in mind and to remember is that each day that this goes on, they're ripping your reputation apart. They're trying to bankrupt your family. And there's just all of this like pain and hardship, and the fake news is magnifying all of the allegations. And we literally don't have people in the state, journalists who are saying, hold on a second, how could you charge someone for a crime with no evidence?
Well, this is my next question. So you've done the real work here, John. You've written mm-hmm. multiple pieces. You've provided the evidence. You've provided the first primary sources. You've now got justthenews.com. Yesterday you did a long interview with the governor.
Yes.
Can I ask you, who else wrote the truth in the legacy media?
Very hard to find. There was a prosecutor, a former prosecutor in Kim Gardner's office who wrote an op-ed very early on.
An op-ed. I don't want to talk about op-eds.
That's it.
I'm talking about real investigative journalism.
We couldn't find any evidence of this case turning until the very last minute when, of course, the judge, the prosecutor, now being said, you're going to become a witness. We have questions about your conduct. You're going to have to testify. She drops the charges against the governor. That's the first time the media goes, well, maybe there's something here. It's probably in the comparison moment of the Russia-Trump collusion. It's when we found the text messages between Stroke and Page. Like, wait a second. Something else is going on here, right?
Insurance policies.
Now, let's think how far this has evolved over the last 2 years. In Missouri, they've done something that the Justice Department still hasn't done here. They've actually held someone accountable for what happened to the governor, a former FBI agent, William Tisbee, the chief investigator, person who is accused of lying, falsifying.
Hang on. So if I remember well, he was not with the FBI. He was an investigator.
He was a retired
FBI guy who was used as an investigator.
That's right.
And then what did they find out about him?
He is charged with 6 counts of perjury and 1 count of tampering with evidence. And he withheld the videotape that would have given the governor the exculpatory evidence. He made numerous false statements, including with Kim Gardner, his boss, asking the questions. They ask him, did you have a videotape? No, there's no videotape. Kim Gardner's office, according to Tisby's indictments, had the videotape right in their office. They were playing keep away. Does that sound familiar, like something we heard in the Trump case? The parallels here. Now, this month, he's going to go to trial. This will be the ultimate decision of whether someone gets punished for carrying out a political attack using false evidence.
So it's a horror story, but at least it looks as if some justice has been done. In the last 60 seconds we have with you in this segment, Governor, is it enough? What happened to you?
Well, look, it's not just about what happened to me. It's also what happened to the people of Missouri.
But let's start with you. Yeah. What happened to you as a result?
Well, you know, for me, this was horrifically painful, right? This was, you know, a vicious set of attacks. It was directed against me, directed against my family, and directed against my team. All of these people around us who also have to answer to subpoenas and start paying lawyers. There's a tremendous amount of pain that actually comes as a result of this. And yes, I want to see justice done.
One of our faithful listeners has just texted us on our text line, three words with three exclamation marks. Sue, sue, sue. And she's not talking about the short for Susan. Are you going to sue people, Governor?
That's one of the things we're looking at very seriously. We want this criminal prosecution of the investigator to proceed. Kim Gardner herself, the Soros-funded prosecutor, is under criminal investigation herself. And in this case, you had $120,000 in cash paid to people who made false accusations. They're also looking at the people who paid the cash.
Wow. Are we in America?
Right.
I'm just going to let that question float out there. We're going to continue. This hour is sped by. We've got a short segment left. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, telling you what needs to be told about the state of things in this nation, because you need to know it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Can I help you, please? Let me help you. If you're suffering from daily pain, can you just try something for me? Because it works. How do I know this? I took Relief Factor 15 months ago, and I had a lower back pain issue. It disappeared 2 weeks later, and I'm pain-free 14 months later. I had knee surgery 2 weeks ago. I don't take painkillers. I haven't taken painkillers for a week. My knee was drilled, and I'm only taking Relief Factor. That's how good it is. Tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now. Give it a shot. Give it a try. As the president says, what have you got to lose? Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And you'll find out after 3 weeks if it works for you like it works for me. Don't hesitate. Be the next success story. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
He's John Solomon. Follow him, Jay Solomon Reports on Twitter. His new news agency, justthenews.com. Just the facts, ma'am. You remember that. And our guest in studio, the former governor of Missouri, Eric Greitens, Navy SEAL combat veteran. Follow him right now, Eric, G-R-E-I-T-E-N-S, Eric Greitens. Two questions left for you, gentlemen. I'm going to go back to the boogeyman. George Soros, this is a real thing, right? The connections to people being elected.
Listen, there's no evidence that George Soros did the prosecution himself.
No,
he didn't
but
have
money.
To. Yeah. And listen, when Soros...
Funding organizations, foundations, prosecutors running.
A big part of his career has been funding efforts in Europe to get rid of oligarchs. But what are we turning America into? We have these large oligarchs now, the Bloombergs, the Soroses. They're able to fund so much influence that they can get exactly what they want without even asking for it anymore. This is really a story of the consequence of how much money comes into the system. A bought and paid for prosecutor does this to the American public.
And doing it at the state and local level, it's just so smart. Big question for you, personal question, Eric. You've, as a SEAL, you've been there. You've seen it. You've really lived. You've seen life and death. What does this mean to you after what you've been through, what your family's been through? Are you cowed? Are you going to be less of a public figure? What is your message to the American people after your experience as the governor?
Well, I'd say three things. Number one is that you have to have faith. eventually the truth does come to light.
Okay.
And, you know, I mentioned with John when we were on his podcast the other day, you get this big wave of lies, this huge wave, and it is powerful. It picks up everything in its path, and it throws and it tumbles, but eventually that wave does crash on the rock of the facts, and that rock is there, and that solidity is there. So you have to have faith. The other thing I would say is that, you know, it's made me that much more determined to fight.
Wow.
And it's made me that much more determined. We are in a fight, and we have to decide. I've got two young boys, 3 and 5 years old. We have to decide what kind of country we're going to leave for them. And it's one of the reasons why people have to get out this year. They have to get out. They have to be active, engaged. We have to reelect the president. We have to stand up to the left. People have to stand up and fight. This is our country. And if you don't, if people watch, look the other way, this is what the left will do.
What a message. We don't rehearse any of this stuff. That's really powerful. The message is very clear from the former governor. And it's really our tagline at America First. Never give up. Never give in. Never let them break you. The truth is on our side. And especially when we've got people like John Solomon, whose life career is built on a commitment to the truth. God bless you both, gentlemen. The door is always open to you here at America First.
Thank you.
I know this is going to be one of our most popular videos. We're going to post it momentarily on YouTube. It's called justthenews.com, and our guest has been Governor Eric Greitens. Next, Congressman Louie Gohmert and Jim Carafano.